Locker room chats continue here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tabman back with you, and we're now on to Troy and head coach Derek Jasper. Our conversation with the coach all year long, presented by Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kenzie Farms, and Exchange Bank. Coach, appreciate the time as always. We're back for 2023, but before we dive into that, I just want to get a quick thought, quick takeaway from last season. 8-2, it was a fantastic year. You had some great players, all-league, all-state caliber athletes. You know, unfortunately, it ended in the second round of the playoffs. You had to go on the road. It was a very cold and damp night at St. Mary's. They would go on to win the state championship, but that's where the run ended there. Just a quick thought on last year in that 8-2 run.
Yeah, unbelievable group of seniors. We had 9 of them that we graduated. I thought by the end of the year we won the top 2 or 3 teams in the state of Kansas the way we were playing, but we just ran into, like you said, the state champion on that night, where it was a little windy and rainy and kind of affected some of the things we could do offensively. And well, they were a pretty good team too and had a great player that was hard to stop. So could have been a season that went a little bit further, but we had to meet them so early on because we had lost by 1 to Centralia in our district. So we were the number 2 team in our district, which set us up with a game with St. Mary's kind of early on in the playoffs. So a great team, 44 points a game on offense, 11 points a game on defense, and certainly it was a fantastic season, a dominating season on many fronts.
Well, how are we feeling about the 2023 roster? You know, we mentioned that you have to replace a couple of all-state, all-league caliber players, a couple of those seniors from last year actually playing now at the junior college level. But how's the roster construction here in 2023, and how are we feeling just a couple days out from that first game?
Yeah, I really like our team. Our numbers are down. We practiced with 18 kids last night. We got 4 or 5 of them that are kind of banged up, either from summer injuries or banged up from early on injuries here, but hopefully get some of those kids back. But just been a work in progress, you know, only 2 starters back on offense, 4 starters back on defense. So it's going to take some time. It really is. And, you know, that's not what people in Troy like to hear when it comes to Trojan football, but you know, definitely going to look a little bit different than we did last year at the end when we had all that experience. A lot of new names this year, names that people have never heard of, but hopefully by the end of the year, you know, we're going to be right there on the radar, and a lot of people are going to know these new names that are playing for us because we have great, you know, we always have great expectations, and we want to make the playoffs again this year, and that's kind of always our goal.
Let's talk about one of those names, and Gannon Bowe. He steps in at quarterback, the junior, of course, taking over for Reagan Hartman, who was one of those all-league, all-state caliber athletes. How's Gannon kind of stepped into that role? What's the progression like with him?
Yeah, Gannon's been pretty good so far in practice. He rolled an ankle a couple nights ago, so he's kind of beat up too now. So our depth just isn't there, but Gannon is going to do a nice job for us. He's a good athlete. He knows the offense fairly well. We only got to play a couple of JV games last year where he started at quarterback. But our varsity on Friday nights, it got so many big leads that our starters didn't play after halftime. So Gannon got a lot of valuable Friday night experience in the second half of some of those blowout wins last year and played really well. And he's done a good job so far. He's a kid that can run the ball and throw the ball a little bit. He, you know, his accuracy's not great yet with the passing game, but he probably gives us a little more running ability than even Reagan did last year. He's a little faster, you know, maybe a little quicker, but you know, he's got big shoes to fill, obviously, at the quarterback position, and our offense is super complicated, it seems like. So there's always a lot on our quarterback. So we'll stay positive with him and give him some time to develop and grow.
And certainly some other athletes across the board, and if I'm missing any, feel free, jump in, let me know. But some guys, whether it's both sides of the ball, Jack Hartman stepping in, Logan Blevins, maybe a couple of running backs there, Christian Etherton, Seth Judd. I know Brogan Morris is one of the key returning guys, or one of the key returning guys along the offensive and defensive lines. But those kind of guys jump out as far as some athletes, and maybe the expectations are high for those. But again, if I'm missing any, let me know. But just a couple names there and kind of the expectations.
Yeah, you kind of threw him out there. Logan Blevins was our second leading tackler last year, so there's a strength back for us on defense, and he's going to be a weapon on offense, whether it be carrying the ball or catching the ball. Seth and Christian, both good receivers, both quick, elusive, short guys, but can be trouble, you know, when we get them in space, hopefully. And Jack Hartman is a kid that needs to stay healthy for us for sure, one of our biggest kids. Kind of a running back, fullback type kid on offense, and a D-line, DN type kid on defense that certainly needs to stay healthy. And Brogan is our only starter back on the offensive line, so he's kind of the anchor there, a real smart kid. that's really doing a good job leading our new starters up there up front. So we got some of the names that are certainly going to pop out. We got Blake Robinson, Hayden Hegarty, our other two seniors, only five seniors this year. But again, they'll all be key contributors for us, and they've been good leaders for us all summer in the weight room.
Troy head football coach Derek Jasper joining us, and a very challenging matchup with Wabunsee here in week one. We'll talk about that matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. We continue on with our Troy Locker Room chat here tonight, presented by Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kinsey Farms, and Exchange Bank. Brandon Tamman joined by Troy football coach, that is Derek Jasper, getting set for a road trip to Wabunsee on Friday night for the week one opener. It was a very thrilling matchup. You guys won with them last year, 28-22, late touchdown, getting it done there. But, you know, not so much about the matchup from last year. Just talk about Wabunsee. They're a school that's had one of the better turnarounds in terms of football in the state. 2017, 2018, 2019, all three of those years, they go 1-8, 4-6 in 2020. They win 7 games in 21, and then 9-2 last year. They are certainly a team that's building.
Yeah, definitely. We played them in a playoff game back in our state runner-up year and just absolutely smoked them. And then they came up here on that with that 2018, 2019 team, whenever one was there, and man, we just smoked them. And then I've just seen it. We've ended up being matched up with them maybe 5-6 times here over the last 10 years, and I've seen that growth for sure. Coach Rutledge's done a good job there. They've got consistent with their coaching, where they've kept same coaching staff for a while, and they really got some great players. They have two players that were featured on the cover of Kansas pregame. That's unbelievable, you know. 2 1A players get featured there. So kids that have been starting for 3 or 4 years. And last year we kind of had that game in control and then had a couple of injuries, and man, we just started cramping. And I told the kids this year, I mean, man, we got to be in shape. And then we had that week last week where I really couldn't condition them much. So now I'm worried again about what's going to happen on a hot night in Wabunsee with our depth being very much lacking right now. We're really going to have to play well in 4 quarters. It's a big test. You know, Wabunsee get mentioned in state rankings and stuff, and they have high expectations, but it's going to be a great game for us to find out really where we're at, see our weaknesses, see our strengths right off the bat. And I don't know how I'm going to make it on that bus ride, Brandon, because I'm an older, fat guy now, and it's going to be a brutally hot bus ride for us. And I think once we get the game going, the weather will cool down a little bit, and it's just going to be a hot bus ride for us and probably a hot first half, first quarter type of deal. So we're really going to have to hope that our guys are hydrated and can stay on the field for us.
Well, certainly a lot of challenges always, and you always got to fight through some adversity somewhere. But in terms of, again, with the preparation with the Chargers, what's the one unit that stands out? You know, last couple of years, it's usually been their passing attack. They've had a really good quarterback. Is that kind of the same way prepping for this year? Is it pass defense? What's kind of their one unit you're focusing on maybe more than some others?
Yeah, and they lost a couple of good receivers from last year's team, so those couple of receivers are going to be new. So I really think they might rely on their run game. When they got back in the ball game last year, it was because they started running the football kind of between the tackles, and we were tired, and they were pushing us around a little bit. They got a couple, big returning offensive linemen there, and we've got two guys on our roster over 200 pounds, so I think teams are going to try to line up and kind of push us around a little bit. That's where we're going to have to do it. We're going to have to stop their run. And on the other hand, you know, we always, traditionally, we haven't been a team that runs the ball well between the tackles. And we need to do better at that this year of getting some yards between the tackles, getting some of those tough yards. So kind of like always, stop the run and be able to run the ball. And then, you know, both teams are going to throw it around some. So the key will probably be both teams' run defenses and how they perform.
Once again, a very intriguing matchup here in Class 1A here in Week 1 on Friday night. Troy at Wabunsee, that is Trojans head coach Derek Jasper. Our conversation all year long with the coach, brought to you by Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kinsey Farms, and Exchange Bank. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Go get them on Friday night. It's going to be always a tough test on the road, but Wabunsee's certainly a team that's picking some things up here over the last few seasons. But we appreciate it again. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a bunch. Appreciate you.